Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Listen to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You are part of the problem if you don't get informed before you start spewing things. I've been saying that for a long time. This isn't new for me. And it's why, you know, I keep telling you, I joke with you that I am not the expert. I happen to have the microphone, but that doesn't make me an expert. I love all these guys. Yes, I am begging on other people, but I love all these guys who really believe that they've got all the answers just because they have a microphone. I don't believe that. That's why I bring on people that have a clue, and they can really help you. I can't help you. I mean, you do it my way, you may end up in jail, but I can't help you. But I know somebody can. Dr. Bridget Melson, we call her Dr. B. She's on the show from time to time. And she can help you deal with some of the issues you got going on. Look, in your own life, with your kids, and everything these kids are going through and having to work through today. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here. And yes, you help a lot of people. Don't sell yourself short. You do great. Whether you want to or not.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes they're like, you're harsh. I go, yeah, but, you know, if the soft shoe doesn't work anymore, what do? Throw your hands up? Sometimes it takes being a little drastic to get things done.
It has to be. It can't be soft anymore. We're kind of in that world now, no matter what, you know, and the things, you know, I've just been researching. You and I have been talking about COVID and the effect that it's going to have. We've been talking about that for 3 years, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Gosh, has it been three? Good gosh. And here we go again, right? The CDC is now gearing back up to put all these mask mandates again, and I don't think anyone's going to listen. But on a more serious note, it has affected our kids, and now we're seeing the results.
Yep.
And I've been screaming that, you know, at schools and with educators, principals, parents, churches, pastors, that this time was going to come. And now it's here, and it is probably what I'm seeing, the dangerous trends. It's much worse than I thought. And I blame it on kids being in front of screens and telephones and social media for the last 3 years.
You are 100%
nonstop.
On. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nonstop pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So not only
Dr. B,
they
know that I'm a trustee on the school board, right? So I don't even go to graduations anymore because at the graduations, first off, they don't really care about me anyhow. They just want to get their diploma and get gone, right? They're done with school. But
Yes. Every
one of those, usually 500-plus kids, every single one of them, guess what they have in their hand? Coming up for a picture and to get their diploma. They got that phone in their hand. and they're waiting in line. And while they're waiting in line to get their diploma, they got the phone in their hand, they're looking at it, they're doing whatever. It's like a constant mind feed.
Constant, yes. Yes. And what they're feeding their mind is not good. And unfortunately, with the bots and the phishing software, everything that's going on, they're targeting our kids. And I hope that parents are listening. If you are listening and you are not a parent, immediately now text or call or email a parent you know, because you're going to want to listen to this. And I don't know, Joe, you're going to have to tell me the limits of what I can talk about, but this is not going to be a program or a segment for kids. This is going to be for parents, and it's going to blow the minds of parents, a few things that I'm going to speak about. So I just want to give people a heads up, and you just cut me off if it gets too gets too much.
You've known me for a long time. You really think you can hit a limit with me? Seriously?
Right now,
it helps save the life of one child. Go for it.
Yeah, well, not only the life of a child, this, what I'm going to talk about, this new trend, can also potentially affect the entire household. So if you've got teens and you've got teens with siblings, especially younger ones, you're going to want to hear this too. So again, if you know a parent, call a parent. If everyone called somebody, you know, we're going to have an exponential amount of parents listening to this. So first we're going to talk about this dangerous new teen trend, and then I'm going to explain the law and why this law will affect your teen, even at their age. It can affect you as an adult, and why parents can even go to prison for this. So what is happening with our children that have been online? The desire to make money, is, of course, always at the forefront of these kiddos' minds, and a lot of parents have suffered financially because they've lost jobs. And they've had to stay home to homeschool kids. So this trend that we're seeing now, sorry, and I'm trying to hop on to give you, I like to use statistics and things like that. Everyone's heard of sexting. That is not something that is new, and it is not something that's okay, because if you're sexting, say, a boy or a girl is sexting, and you're 18 years old, and if somebody doesn't know what sexting is, it's just taking nude photos via text and sending them. But
okay.
I'll tell you
gotta hold
about
that
the trend next.
Tell me on the side of the break. You know how this works. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after this. And yes, you're going to hear it raw and real. So get over yourselves. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. How do you become part of the solution? You get informed. You get informed by the right people, not some guy with a microphone who thinks he knows it all. That's not how you do it. So I've asked Dr. Bridget Melson to join me, Dr. B, as we refer to her as, and she is talking about something I've hit on a couple of times, but the reality is you need to hear from somebody who's actually involved in it and knows how bad it's getting. These phones, these smartphones have taken over your kids to the point where we've seen a skyrocket in young ladies that want to commit suicide, and there's a lot happening there. Dr. B, you were getting into sexting when we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, we all know what that is. So there's, you know, and just to talk about sexting, Since 2009, it's become, there's been an increase in this trend. But a study published in JAMA Pediatrics, it's the journal, you know, American Medical Association, it's a real one. And then, I mean, I can list them all day long. Call me later, you guys. I'll give it to you. There's a Pew Research as well. So it used to be that 4% of teens, then 15% of 12 to 17-year-olds were texting. And now it's over 30%. So over 30% are texting. Over 60% have received a sext. And this is starting at 12 years old. So if you have three kids, the chances are very high that one of yours has received a text. So that trend alone is horrible. What I want to do is take it a step further, and even a bigger trend than that, yes, a bigger and more dangerous trend than that, and this picked up quite a bit during COVID, 2018 to 2019, we started seeing increase. And why we saw an increase in this next thing I'm going to talk about is because of banking apps, so Cash App, Venmo. You've heard of these, right?
Oh,
even
yeah.
There's one called Bridget. There's one called Bridget. I'm like, oh, gosh, great.
How many of these do we need? But go ahead.
Right? So the newest trend is to sext strangers for money. $5, $10, $15,
$20
a picture. They're doing it on Snapchat. That's the number one place they're doing it. And there are definitely other apps. But here's where I've talked about Snapchat for, I have to say, at least 7-8 years. People, if you guys don't know what Snapchat is, it's a little, it's like a little goblin. It's a yellow. If you see that on your kid's app, you need to get it off of there. The thing when you sign up with Snapchat, and I'll just go a little bit into the background of the app if I can to then get into what's going on, is that you take a snap of a picture or a video, and then you can push when it disappears. You can push when that disappears. You can start with immediately when the person sees it, then it'll disappear, or within 24 hours. But what they don't know is the texting. You can also text on Snap, and that stays as long as you want, as a normal text would. So, yes, it disappears, and quote, we'll say it disappears. Here's the thing about Snap. Snapchat keeps the data and uses the data to market your kids and also keeps it because if there's a subpoena or if there's a background check from a job in the future, they can go access that information if need be, especially federal jobs, and that includes teaching jobs. They can write a subpoena and they can go get that anytime they want, every single snap, as long as it's still in the database. So that's one thing teens and parents you need to understand, since we're talking to parents. The other thing about Snap is they are consistently, as long as you have it on the phone after you've downloaded it, they are consistently monitoring where you are geographically. So if a child predator or if a group of predators or traffickers hacks into this system, they'll confine your kid. Never mind that, let's get back to the main topic, the fact that teens, for $5 and $10, just a Venmo or Cash App transaction, are sexting others. And this is girls and girls, guys and guys and girls and guys. This is the newest trend. And parents, you need to wake the hell up. I don't know what to say. This is, never mind that. That is horrible that they're doing this. I mean, my mind hurts right now that this jumped so much. Nudes and partially nude photos, mostly Snapchat. But what parents need to understand is that each state has similar laws about sexting and what that looks like and what can happen. So, for instance, in the state of Texas, it doesn't matter whether there's an adult involved or not. Sexting is a crime, even if it's a minor to minor. It's a Class C misdemeanor. And I'm just wondering why nobody is navigating and securing and paying attention and investigating things like Snapchat. It is huge. It's all over the place. And parents, you got to check your kid's phone. Discord is another way that kids do this as well, because that Discord, you can hide the apps. Remember, I've talked about the fake calculator app that it looks like when you go, a parent goes through the phone, they see a calculator. And if a kid has two calculator apps, one of them, I guarantee you, is a messaging app. It's just, they're that good. But the critical, most dangerous trend right now is through Snapchat and doing this. And parents just really need to wake up. And I honestly right now see heads shaking, parents shaking their head, saying, "Not my kid, not my kid." Oh. Trust me, it's your kid. If 60% of kids between the ages of 12 and 17 have received a sext, 60%, that's huge. I guarantee one of your children has done that, and 30%.
Wow.
That's what the stats are. Yeah, it's just their culture, and it's becoming. It's not even about having the phone to communicate with others. These are people reaching out and seeing you because you put your profile out there. You probably put your city out there, your birth date. Your kids are putting this out there. And so, of course, these predators come along and say, "Hey, snap me a nude. I'll send you $10, Venmo." And, you know, "Well, I don't know. I mean, no, just do it. You'll never know me. I'll never see you. Just do it." And then they do it. And then the next person do it, and then they send a friend, and they send a friend. And all of a sudden, you're making money. It's modern-day prostitution, truly, of our minors. And minors are doing it to minors, with minors, and adults. So
I'm floored. I got nothing.
That. It's huge. I know, right? Well, good to get you floored. That must be.
No, I sit here.
A new issue.
And I think, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going, okay, I've done stories not just with you. I've had other people on that have studied the effects of smartphones on kids for 25 years. You've studied the effects. We've read the effects. Do these parents just, are they just woefully ignorant? They don't care. They don't want to know. I've read about physical changes to the brain. You know, from too much of this stuff, you had kids running around. I see them in the streets. I see them in the stores. I see them in restaurants. They're constantly being fed by these phones. It's got to be disconnecting them and desensitizing them to real life, isn't it?
It very much is, and it's affecting, you know, we've talked about this. We call it digital heroin, social media. They call it that for a reason, and I'll talk about it after this.
See, you don't need me. Digital heroin. I like that. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call. It will change your life, whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire. Almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The trial of one-time advisor to former President Trump Steve Bannon will go on as scheduled. Bannon faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Select Committee doing the deep dive on the January 6th insurrection. The trial is scheduled to start next week despite Bannon saying on Saturday that he is not prepared to testify. Bannon argued that his testimony was protected by Trump's claim of executive privilege, that he was fired from the Trump administration in 2017, making him a private citizen. Two dead and three are wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they're looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed down 164 points, the Nasdaq gained 263 points, the S&P 500 lost nearly 45 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Everybody loves a good baseline. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get a clue. Your kids' lives are at stake. Your kids' mental health is at stake. And Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, and we have been talking about this on this show for years. I've even had educated people that I bring up suicide rates among teen girls and the stuff that they're going through and the stuff our kids are going through, and they tell me no, you know, and it's because I don't have like a doctorate in anything. They love to say to me, no, you're wrong, I don't know where you're getting your numbers. And now we're seeing it all play out, every bit of it. And with all due respect to Dr. B, you don't need a PhD to figure this stuff out. Just look at what's going on with these kids and look at what's driving it. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the urgency is what I need parents to understand about this. You know, a lot of the, we'll talk about digital heroin and what that means. Just, it basically is social media's effects on the brain. It's the same as heroin, the exact same. There are a million studies out there about it. But this whole sexting trend and all of this, it's going on in the classroom. There are challenges, you know, put your phone down your shirt when the teacher turns around. And this is why phones should not be allowed at school. At all. You can't control it. You're not going to control it. Kids are wicked smart about it. And again, you're handing them the world when you hand them the phone, and you're handing them the dark web. So digital heroin, yes, you know, it's a appropriate word, isn't it? It's hopefully makes a statement. But it just has to do with what is going on in the brain. And you think about regular addiction. Would you hand your children a syringe of heroin before they went to school every day?
No.
Right? And people laugh like you, right? No. Well, you're essentially doing the same thing, and I don't care if I get, you know, hate mail after this, but you're doing the same thing when you hand them that phone, and they're off to school because of the images they can access about, because of the data that's being collected and the targeting that's being done. You know, we've talked about the physical issues of social media, you know, between the back, the neck, the hands, and then now I think we really just need to heavily focus on what's going on mental health-wise with social media. We see a huge decrease in self-confidence. Peer pressure is off the charts. Like I said, they have these sexting challenges. If you can get one in science class, you know, extra 10 bucks, right? And I swear I'm not showing it to anyone else. You know, these are the stupid things. And these are 12-year-olds. They target 12-year-olds. And I will tell you, in the next year, it'll be 10-year-olds, and then it'll be 8-year-olds. It's just, Allie's heard about this. She doesn't have a phone at school. She will not have a phone at school, and she doesn't even have one here unless she goes to a friend's house and she needs to call me, and she's not allowed to download any apps. So you can control it and still allow your kids to have access. We're seeing a huge rise in anxiety and depression as well. And of course, you mention it regularly, and so do I when I'm on here, the increase in suicidal ideation. We've talked about 5 hours or more daily online on social media. 5 hours or more. All right. I've seen kids on for 20 hours. I kid you not. 5 hours or more, and you've got a 70, these children have a 71% higher rate being more likely to have more than one risk factor for suicide. So wow. 5 hours or more a day, and you've got a 71% that you've got at least two factors for suicidal ideation. The risk goes down exponentially for teens spending 1 hour daily or less. So I know, again, there are parents and teens like laughing at me going, 1 hour or less, what the heck? Well, again, would you hand your kid a syringe of heroin? I think a lot of parents say yes, because that's what you're doing. We've already talked about this, the social isolation, right, that this causes being on these. I've gone to restaurants, and our rule is when we're going out, there's no phone. We don't want to see it, or we take it and go in the glove compartment. And that includes movies, you know, restaurants, any of that, any kind of outing that we're together. I don't want to see anything in your ear. No earbuds, AirPods, whatever you call them, and I don't want to see, we don't allow phones. But we've gone out, we've seen entire families, it's just silent, and they're all on the phone at restaurants. And I'm like, look up.
You and I used to make fun of the blue glow at the restaurant, because everybody at the table was looking out their phone.
It's so crazy, it's crazy. So... another reason why they call it digital heroin are because of the brain issues, and many are not reversible. They're irreversible. A decrease in the ability to multitask and hold your memory. Memory decline is huge. Inability to regulate emotions, right? We see that. How immature is this generation? So immature, like unbelievably. We're so bass backwards right now as far as emotions and regulating, right? Everybody got cry rooms. Everybody's crying because they're not allowed to kill babies now. It's so bizarre. Of course, we've got the likes and the shares versus gestures and facial expressions. So they're looking at likes and shares, thumbs up, right? And how many times does it get shared? And they have no idea how to read facial expressions anymore. Are you mad? Why are they mad? Are you, you know, everybody thinks they're mad or angry now. And it's just because this is a social media generation.
Well, thing where, you know, you talk about, are they mad? I used to try to tell the kids, look, when it comes to texting especially, or especially, you can't tell how somebody feels, how they're saying it. You can't tell if they're kind of joking or being lighthearted. You know, you've got to pick up the phone and call people. You have to talk to people. You have to see them face to face, right? They've taken all this away from us. The more they make this available, the less the kids connect emotionally.
Very much so. And we're raising a generation of cowards, right? Because you've got social media confrontations. Your brain has trouble with discrepancy between the external world, kind of what's going outside, and then the brain's core belief system of what's going on social media. I hope that made sense. So what's really going on in the real world and on the other side of social media versus what your brain believes to be true? Kids are not developed enough to understand. Adults aren't. Look at adults that freak out, and I'm going to find them, and I'm going to, no, you're not. You're a coward. Stop being a coward. Anybody can say anything. But with children, and this is, again, 25-year-olds and lower, because it takes until 25 for the brain to be completely developed, they see this as a threat. And then we get back into the cycle of addiction and anxiety and depression. now when you take the social media device, the device away from the child, we've got tantrums, we've got anxiety, we've got suicidal ideation because you've taken their, quote, heroin away. And we're seeing these cycles. You know, I've had so many parents come to me, you know, into my office, and how do you, you know, we've talked, you and I have talked about this before, right? How do I get their password? How do I take it away? I can't take it away. Do you know what would happen if I took their phone away?
You hold a hammer over the phone in the driveway and say, let's try this again. What's your password?
Well, you know, that's one way. And the other way is to go on your Verizon or AT&T or Sprint app and push disconnect, and it'll stop it. Your phone will be turned off. I don't understand, but... Yeah, no, I've done that. Don't tell anybody. But again, that's why they call it digital heroin. When you take that away, it's like taking crack away from an addicted person on the street. It's the same part of the brain, and that's the problem. So once you take that away, this threat of it going away, the threat of being bullied on social media, both the same. It affects, it's called the amygdala. So we're going to get all scientific for a minute. And that's your fear response and your pleasure response, both. And then it activates the HPA. All right. That is the hypothalamic. And these are the last big words I'm going to use, pituitary adrenal. And again, that's your stress response. So it's very similar to what happens in addicts when you take it away. And that's why we are seeing the reaction we are. And they're not able to cope. We're coming back to that whole cope word. This is leading now to kids physically, high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, cancer,
wow,
mental health issues. So it's all involved. And if you don't want your kids dead by, you know, 40 of a heart attack, then, or mentally unstable, or needing to be on meds for the rest of their life, y'all need to, you need to wake up, because it is digital heroin affecting them.
We'll deal with it more on the other side of the break. This is great. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. We'll be back in a little bit.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Oh, that's the detective I'm talking about. Oh, I love that music. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. See, classy music for a classy person. No, not me, Dr. B. I'm not a classy person. I'm a, what do they call them? Street scrapper. You know what I'm saying? I'll take on a fight. I don't care, but I ain't playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules ever. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. You know, Dr. B, I always love when you're on the show because you're one of the few people when you're on. It's raw and it's real, which is what I always wanted to use, but I was told you can't use those terms. But parents have to know. People have to know without the cutesy little phrases and without, you know, soft-shoeing it around the issues, what's going on. And the kids, to your point, when they've got the phone, I watch them. I've seen some of these kids, and it's a constant feed to the brain. So to your point earlier, I think you went over it a little fast, your brain doesn't work at all. It's being fed. It's being fed the situation. It's being fed the answer. So it believes that to be the answer every time. And that is really physically and mentally bad for you, is it not?
It is. The brain is so malleable, basically, you know, as far as, especially, you know, growing. Again, it doesn't develop fully until age 25. And those last years, what really develops is the ability to cope. And I'm not saying they can't cope until they're 25. That is up to us to give them coping skills, not just to hand them a phone, because they're going to make incorrect coping skills up. Because that part of the brain that solidifies character and the ability to cope kind of starts to harden, and it's finished hardened around 18 and then finished forming at 25. And it is the last part of the brain. And you know, I've said this before. I always, like, wondered, being a Christian, like, God, why? Like, literally, God, why are you, why is that the last, the coping mechanism? Why is that the last little piece of brain to develop? And it's because he entrusted parents to raise their kids, protect them from the world, and then launch them. And then that's the last ability, and just give that extra part of the brain that then says, okay, you're ready for the world. So it's really up to us, but we're falling short. And again, it is, I think at this point you have to have a PhD in psychology, and then a doctorate in computer science to be a parent these days. And then you've got to have, you know, like your license to be a private detective. It's unbelievable. Because of social media and phones and the ability for them to reach out to whomever they want, whenever they want, and they're so good at it, us parents, I mean, we're exhausted. We are exhausted. I'm by no means a perfect parent, and we've run into some of these issues as well, and we tackle them as we can, and I know stuff, and my husband is a computer engineer, and I am a licensed psychologist, and we're still like you guys.
And you look, look at each other and go, how did they do that?
And they're so fast about it. I'm like, how? I gave it 5 minutes so you could check a text, and all of a sudden we've got DoorDash coming? What happened? Oh my gosh, I'm going to say this real quick, and I won't mention any names. Speaking of just, it's just a funny. I need a little lightheartedness about the computer. So my friend gave her little daughter her phone, and you know, just to kind of look at and play for a minute. And I don't think there's anything harmful on it. And all of a sudden, about 30 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. And she opens it up, and this DoorDash person hands this tiny little package from McDonald's, this little bag from McDonald's, and said, here you go, and then left. And the mom's like, what? Did someone order DoorDash? And she looks into her DoorDash account, and her young little daughter had ordered ketchup packets, and it was $13.10 for delivery from McDonald's.
Oh, come on.
I really think that's funny. And yes, and they wouldn't reverse it. It's like, these kids are so good, and she was like 8. So, yeah, it's just kind of a funny, but just to explain that they're all over it, and parents have to be on it. You have to, in the least, if you are going to let your child have a phone without boundaries or time limitations, which you should, but if you're absolutely adamant about them experiencing it under your roof and just in experiencing the world, then I'd at least get security cameras. And I'm not kidding here. I'm being serious, parents. Get security cameras. Make sure you have really good locks on your door and no hidden keys outside. You need to, at least when they, you know, go to bed, go in and check their phones. Make sure you have their passwords. If not, take it away. But make sure you have their passwords and go in and check. You got to go check text. You've got to go check Snapchat, you got to go check what apps they have. You need to go find if they have hidden apps like the calculator or Discord, and you've got to go through all of it. It's going to take about 2 hours every night. But in the least, security cameras, no keys left outside, doors locked, and make sure you check their phones once they go to bed. That's the least. Other than that, you are literally handing them a vial of heroin every morning, and you are, just leave your doors open. Leave them unlocked and open. And have a sign, my kid, I ticks for $10, come on in. It's not funny anymore, and it's not a place to be not serious about. What's going on, just the physical danger now with this whole Cash App, you know, sexting thing, combined with what I've already talked about how dangerous this is to the brain, and how much it's affecting the neural activity, our orbital frontal cortex, which is where we make decisions, and our impulsivity and our ability to cope. all of that is being affected. You can't hand a 12-year-old a phone nonstop, and if someone offers them $20, oh, it's not your face, they'll talk them into it. They will talk them into it, and it will happen. And I guarantee you that there, if it is not your child that has happened to, that it's one of your children's friends. The rates are too high.
It comes back to something I've been saying for a long time, in line with abortion and other things that have been going on with the young ladies, is that they have no value. They don't value themselves. Think about what we've taught them. I mean, seriously, we've over-sexualized them. We've taught them that life inside the womb has no value whatsoever. And there's no value to them as a human being. So what do they have to live for? Why do they care? I mean, we're 15 minutes of fame and now down to seconds of fame, and they'll do anything for it. There's no more moral values left that people stand on and stand tough on. You know, how many parents will say, no, you're not playing that music in my house. No, you're not watching that show in this house.
Yeah. And those are the things they know about, right? Think about the things the parents don't know about, which is, I would say, 80% of what they're doing online. And that affects the soul. You know, if you want to, I've explained things kind of taking the God out of it, but we are created in his image, and we are affected, and we are emotional creatures, and we do have conviction, and we do have souls. So parents need to understand that how fragile that soul and the heart of a child is. And one day they're going to realize what they've done, and then watch the suicide rate just explode. And I would give it in 3 years. I'd say 3 years, and we're going to have a real crisis on our hand, and it's not going to be COVID, and it's not going to be Russia and Ukraine, and it's not going to be abortions. It's going to be suicidal behavior because of what's going on. We got to educate our parents. We need to train teachers to be aware of this. We've got to be aware of things like VPNs. People might not know about that, and that's where kids can go surf privately, and you never will know about it, and it all disappears. The dark web has become a huge place for child trafficking and talking to your kids. We've got to empower ourselves and other people, and, you know, just so people know out there, educators and parents, I'm available to fly anywhere in the continental U.S. to talk about this. I do an hour and a half presentation to just kind of wake up parents and educators, because it's that important.
Yeah, I look at this stuff, and it's almost like some of these parents want to be ignorant. They don't want to know. They don't want to have to worry about these things with their kids. They go, how can you not?
Responsibility. Yeah, it's responsibility. And I just got a message that said, what can we do about it? What can schools do about it? Because they work in a school, principal of a school. Okay, so I have three things you can do about it, honestly. You know, educate. First of all, I have a social media student committee. Get some of the brainiacs in the school, and even get some of the loose cannons in the school, put them in a committee together to really write social media rules and to really write a 10-minute PowerPoint that educates the teachers, because the kids are going to know. The second thing that I'm okay with, if you're going to have phones at school, a confidential student crisis text app. There are apps that are confidential that when a student feels in crisis, you can text the counselors at the school, and no one knows about it unless you want to make yourself known. So, and then there are also apps that allow students to help students, and it's kind of mentoring apps. So those are three things you can do. I don't know who wrote that, but
you know, I'm sorry, we have less than a minute left, and I hate this because our discussions are always good and deep into these kind of things. But, you know, parents, you got to get involved. You've got to engage. You can't be afraid of teeing off your child or not being their friend anymore, because their health, their mental health, their physical health is worth so much more than you being buddies with your daughter or your son. Dr. B, how can I get a hold of you?
DrBradio.com.
And you make it so easy. All right, people. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. Got me here. I want you here all week, so don't do anything stupid. Come on back tomorrow. We'll be here. I promise.